Thank you, Wayne. Next up is Andre Myers, Mayor of Bird Cove.
Welcome, everybody. Among all these leaders in the room, it's certainly an honor to be nominated for Small Towns Director, and I would like to thank Mayor Fitzgerald and Mayor Gross for nominating me, and certainly Mayor Colburn for planting the seed of encouragement to run many months ago. I take encouragement from all the leaders around me from across the province and certainly have a soft place in my heart for anyone running a small town. I was born and bred in a small town of Bird Cove on the Northern Peninsula, where I was told my father was found under a stump and my mother a rock. Let's just say that a lot of overturned stumps and rocks later, they ended up with 10 more siblings each. So I'm a small town boy from a huge extended family, which grew even more when I married my wife, who also came from a huge extended family. Our wedding almost shut down the community center with just family alone. But as many of the towns know, we made it work, and we wouldn't have it any other way. I found myself in Corner Brook and St. John's during my university years, but I soon yearned for life back in the small town I didn't know I would ever get back to when I left at 18. A job opened up one day, and we packed up the next day to move home. We knew we were taking a chance on a dying community, but we yearned for that beautiful small town life once again. A new home, a puppy, two little boys, 7-year-old Michael and 7-month-old Mylon, and both my wife Deanna and I have settled into our new home and rural life quite well. We live and work in a small town, raising a young family with school life and hockey practices, just like families living in cities, but we have all the support of a full community behind us. They say it takes a village to raise children, and we truly do have a village. Anyone who has children knows how huge that support can mean for your overall quality of life in a community. I've been interested in municipal politics and since my university studies, and decided back in 2010 that I would join council and try to make a difference in my community. I quickly took on a leadership role in securing the funds that we needed for a playground and fitness park in my community. They said, Andre, it won't work. We are too small. You will be forever before we see anything. By year 2, the groundwork had been done, and just as I became mayor in year 3, we had a brand spanking new playground and fitness park. I was determined to have another place in my community that my parents, grandparents, aunts, and uncles could take our kids to play and to be more active themselves. It has been said for such a small town, we sure are an active one, and I say, why not? Just because we are small doesn't mean we can't be big in spirit and dreams. No matter how discouraging things can be, I want to look to the positives, the action items, to actually move forward and to grab hold of new innovative ways I can grow my small town and any others that are willing to listen and to share ideas. My vision has always been regional and provincial in scope, so running for this role is just a natural fit. As I consider running for Small Towns Director with MNL, I contemplated, do I have the time to devote to this position, and can I make a real difference for 240-plus small towns in this province, and can I affect real change and action in the areas where we need the most help? Anyone that knows me knows how hard I work to reach a goal. If I am determined and I've decided, there's no better time than now to be determined for the small towns in this province. I've studied and worked in regional and rural development, and you will find no one more committed to the future of rural Newfoundland and Labrador than I am. I want a future for my family, my children, and hopefully someday my grandchildren, so they can stay and grow up in a small town just like I did. I mean any small town, as I now have friends right across this province from White Bay to Traytown to Greens Pond to Red Bay. Okay, I'm clearing up. I think of my grandfather who was the ultimate storyteller of how our small town evolved through the generations. I think of what he would think of where we are today and what we need to do to fight for the survival of the sacred small towns we love. It sure wasn't easy for him growing up, and it may not be easy for us, but we have to fight for a reasonable chance to grow and survive. As small towns, many of us are at a pivotal time, and we need a strong voice now more than ever. We have so many issues and challenges facing rural Newfoundland and Labrador, and our small towns need all the support we can get to have a fighting chance. Essential things like clean drinking water and wastewater treatment are pressing matters, but there can be solutions for small towns. regional governance and legislation reform that includes the complete turnover of all Crown lands within a municipality. I support regional governance, but it needs to be a supportive model that enables more development and less red tape in building up our communities. We need to be more opportunities to gather a small town group to discuss the issues and solve more problems. And last but definitely not least, I want to personally extend to each and every one of you to visit Burr Cove when you get a chance. I respectfully ask for your vote today, but either way, you won't find me back under a stump or a rock because I've always been and always will be a supporter of small towns in Newfoundland and Labrador. Thank you.
And our new Small Towns Director is Mayor Andre Myers.